News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A ceasefire deal could be close between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah. Israel's prime minister meeting with his security cabinet to discuss the U.S. brokered proposal and possibly take a vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the G7 in Italy says it could mark a turning point.
It will make a big difference in creating the conditions that will allow people to return to their homes safely in northern Israel and in southern Lebanon. And I also believe that by de-escalating tensions in the region, it can also help us to end the conflict in Gaza.
Israeli forces issuing more evacuation orders in the southern suburbs of Beirut today and targeting nearly two dozen Hezbollah sites. Mexico's president says it will retaliate with its own tariffs after President-elect Trump signaled the U.S. would impose tariffs on Mexico and Canada, tying it to border security. And millions of Americans are traveling today, the majority flying as the Thanksgiving travel ramps up. This is AB.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states. According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property taxes and income taxes, combined with average wages rising by about 9%, has led to the lowest burden rate compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest ranking on record. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News and World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and health care quality.
The entire list can be viewed at the U.S. News and World Report website. Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over last week. The average in the state is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside a feisty west wind slapping a wind chill on top of cold temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above the freezing mark, and tomorrow hit the upper 30s. All ahead of cold air sliding in for Friday and the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is now 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, November 26, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in our main studios, world headquarters of Civic Media, downtown Madison atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Sunny skies. Beautiful day right now. A little chilly. Walked up to Wonder State Coffee here on the square. Remember, Wonder State Coffee, one of the few solar-powered roasteries in the world. We've been there in beautiful Viroqua, Wisconsin. If you're ever in Madison, if you live here, get on downtown right on the square. Wonder Cup Coffee in your cup. Great meals as well.
Check I was going to say, they also have really good food.
Really good food. Some great bakery. Yeah. So I got Wonder State in the cup. We're ready to go. It's a beautiful day here. A lot of people, Mr. Zommers, on the road traveling already for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. The TSA telling folks that this is going to be the busiest air travel week of the year, exceeding some of the summer travel. Millions of folks flocking to airports. Best to, again, leave extra time, pack your patience, as they say, and take a breath. And also have a drink. I'm not sure. Do that after you get to the airport, if you need it. But yeah, it's going to be busy, and just be aware of that. So, but the good news is, at least for people in Wisconsin flying out of Wisconsin or traveling, it looks like fantastic all in all travel weather. Maybe a flurry, a quick snow shower tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe even on Thanksgiving Day. But nothing is going to really mess up travel all that bad.
You should still be prepared. In addition to packing your patience, make sure you have attire for different weather conditions.
That's a good tip because after Thanksgiving, the bottom is just going to drop out of the temperatures, and we're expecting highs below freezing during the day for the first time in quite some time. So highs only in the 20s once we reach Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I will be packing my clothes. I've gotten word because I'm going to the big Axe game. Badgers taking on Minnesota on Friday, on Black Friday at Camp Randall Stadium. Remember the broadcast time for the pregame show, 9 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network or select stations thereof. If you live in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, or Richland Center, you can listen to the game over the air. Here's the great thing. If you don't live in one of those communities, you can still listen to the game for free. Just download the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Scroll down to one of those great stations like WRCE in Richland Center. Click on that. You can listen to the game for free. 9 a.m. broadcast time for the pregame show kickoff at Camp Randall at 11 o'clock. I believe, and let me check this out for sure, I believe the forecasted high is something like 27 degrees or 26 degrees on Friday. Let's check this out. For Friday, yes. Oh, no. This dropped. The forecast high for the day on Friday, 24. Starting off at 17 with a balmy high of 24 and windy conditions. The Yikes. Feels like will be worse. I'm excited to go to the game only because I get to hang out with my great friend Rob Wheat.
Maybe you're going to have to take a note from Trigby and get a heated coat.
You're right. I may have to do. I do have for my LL Bean days. I have some great outerwear. So I'm not.
I bet you do.
You know what they say at LL Bean is it's never bad weather. It's just bad outerwear. It all depends on what you're wearing. Don't blame the weather. Blame yourself if you don't dress properly.
Got to layer up.
Exactly. Layer up. So I'm excited to go to the game. And I just, moments before the show came on the air, Rob said, well, are you going to be in Richland Center on Friday? Are you coming in hot from Richland Center on Friday morning? Or are you going to be in Madison on Thursday night? Well, I'm going to be in Richland Center at Mom's with the family for Thanksgiving. I had planned on staying over and getting up early. I thought, well, you know, as long as I'm down here by 9:30, I'll be fine. Well, no, Rob informs me. And there's a big Richland Center Mafia tailgate that occurs before each Badger game. The RC Mafia tailgate is going to begin at 8 a.m.
Ooh.
8 a.m. You understand?
So you got to get out there early.
Well, I'm going to have to come back to Madison on Thursday night now.
Right. Otherwise, you're just going to get blocked off by the Mafia.
Yeah, otherwise, there's no chance I'm going to make it on time. But we're going to be out there from 8 until like 10:30 in 20-degree weather with wind. And then go into the game. And again, I'm very excited for this, but I'm going to have to dress warm because I mean, I can't start drinking a beverage at, well, I don't know, I'll have my Wonder State coffee at
exactly.
8 a.m.
There you go.
I'm not going to be slamming spotted cows.
Well, maybe PBR instead. I don't know.
At 8 a.m. Or I may have to take something else to warm me up. But anyway, that's the situation that Todd finds himself in on Friday, on Black Friday. So I will not be shopping. I'm just going to go to the game and looking forward to it. Again, the Badgers take on Minnesota, a must win for Bucky. They are at 5-6 on the year. They must get that sixth win in all likelihood to get to a bowl game to extend that 22-year winning streak of going to bowl games. The PJ Flexters come to town, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, on Friday against our Wisconsin Badgers. I have a lot of trepidation, Mr. Zommers, but we shall see.
They're going to give it their best.
That's why I'm particularly watching the weather. But again, the good news is no major storms forecast for any parts of Wisconsin. So there you go. That's as far as the weather and our sports update goes on Friday. Coming up today at the bottom of the hour, just thereafter, the lovely, the talented Luke Mathers is going to be on the show with his Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Going to talk a little bit about Shaboozy. Did Vice President Kamala Harris get shaboozied? We'll explain.
I'm so confused.
We'll talk. We'll explain. I not thought about this before, but I read this article earlier today, and I'm like, well, that gives me something to think about. So we'll talk. Shaboozy, great artist, by the way, and a great name. So talk about that coming up after the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little sports with Lukester, find out what's on his mind in terms of the Packers, the Badgers, and the Bucks, and whatever. That's the lovely part about Tuesday is it's just whatever comes to Luke's mind and whatever we get into it. And take your phone calls as always as well. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and much more as we work our way through a Tuesday. Tomorrow, Trigby Olson going to be on the program for Pertner the entire 2 hours as we kind of break down. We talked about this last week, and we're going to be looking at some data that he has done, that others have done, in terms of not just the election that we're now 3 weeks past, can't believe it, but also how and why and should we talk to, as we move into this holiday season, how we kind of maneuver this. Being in small rooms with beverages with people we don't always agree with. And so I'll give you some pointers on that. That's coming up tomorrow. And I believe Pat Kreitler will be in with his annual Thanksgiving recipe.
So, is that so?
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Do we know anything about this recipe?
I know. That's a surprise. He is the Martha Stewart of the Wisconsin Northwoods, Pat Kreitlow.
Let's see. Here's what I'm wondering is if it's going to be a recipe for food or a beverage, like a special holiday old-fashioned.
Well, that Pat, he's a man of many tales. He's a Renaissance man, Pat Kreitlow.
One could say that, and they would be correct.
We will find out tomorrow. All right, let's get into some headlines for the day. And this is a tricky one. All right? It's a little nuanced. So stick with me. Donald Trump announcing, President-elect Donald Trump, got to make sure we get that in there, announcing overnight, that he intends to impose a 25% tariff on all goods from Mexico and Canada and an additional 10% tariff, make it 35%, on Chinese goods, effective his first day in office. Put it out on Truth Social last night, Trump's social media platform. I'm not going to read every word of this, but this is Trump's own words on Truth Social last night. Give you a little taste. Quote, as everyone is aware, thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before. Right now, a caravan coming from Mexico, composed of thousands of people, seems to be unstoppable in its quest to come through our current open border. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all, in capitals, all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. This tariff will remain in effect until such time as drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem. We hereby demand that they use all their power, and until such time as they do, it's time for them to pay very big prices. And then it goes on to say the kind of the same stuff about China, and he's going to, you know, stick it to China and this and that. We're going to break this down throughout the show today a little bit, but there's a couple of different things going on. First of all, though, how about an 85%? Well, here's a fact, I should say, 85% of avocados. People enjoy avocado toast. They like to go to Mexican restaurants. Give me some guac, a side of guac. How many of us order a side of guac? Well, 85%, by the way, avocados are what make guacamole. Guacamole doesn't grow in trees. It's avocados. And then avocados are made into guacamole, just in case people don't know that. 85% of avocados in the United States come from Mexico. Get ready to pay a whole lot more for your avocados and thus your guacamole. The same goes for tomatoes, berries, limes, mangoes, corn, beans, beef, shrimp, tuna, tortillas, and many, many more items. I mean, we've kind of gotten accustomed, right? People go in January for their New Year's Eve celebrations or late December, January, you know, thinking, well, I want some raspberries. Or I want strawberries. Turns out in January, not many places in the United States grow raspberries. Wait a minute, Mexico does. Going to pay a whole lot more for those fresh fruit type of items. So again, the narrative that, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is going to lower prices. I believe I'm quoting Gypsy here. Mama Rose. Hold your hats and hallelujahs. Mama's gonna give it to you. Hold your hats and hallelujahs. Because if these tariffs actually get put in place, and my guess is to at least some degree they will, get ready. Prices are going up in a new Trump administration. What else is he doing? Is he messing around with the stock market? We'll explain. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones.
for you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour, 12 noon. Zommers, what do you dial up there?
Money, Money, Money by ABBA.
By ABBA. Little ABBA. Can't go wrong with little ABBA. Money indeed. Talking about the fact that Trumpster over the week, or overnight rather, on his Truth Social Media platform announced a 25% immediate tariff on all goods from Canada and Mexico. And an additional 10% to make it 35% on all goods from China, starting on day one of the Trump administration.
And just to think about this. So if he's putting tariffs on things and he's lowering prices, how I just don't get it. How do you lower prices by making things more expensive?
Well, you don't.
For one side or the other?
Right. You don't. That's the point is that – and it's funny you mentioned that. As Matt Flynn likes to say, remind us, you're not woke unless you know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. So let's look back on history. President Hoover, Herbert Hoover, all different Hoover. Herbert Hoover signed the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. I like the name of that, Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act. In 1930, thinking that it would fix the Depression, many foreign products had tariffs slapped on them. And the result? It failed spectacularly and made the Depression even worse. Then it took a Democrat. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had to come in and fix that Republican mess. So we've gone down the road of widespread tariffs before. And again, think about where things that we buy come from. I have a 2016 Dodge Ram truck. Good American truck, Dodge Ram truck. Assembled in Mexico. How about your kitchen appliances, microwaves? How many of them were actually assembled and made in the United States? And again, remember that tariffs are not paid for by the country exporting them. They pass that along to the consumer. That's you and I. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack listening in Merrimack. Jack, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well,
Well, first thing I want to say is this is going to be a real waker upper for people that like the iPhone and they like the Macintosh, the Mac Pro, all of those wonderful products that we get from, guess where? China.
Right.
Oh yes. So the products are going to be 25%? Did he say more expensive? Boy, that's going to be something.
Yeah.
They're not cheap anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I wanted to say about this idiot is that this was the guy that, when he was originally elected the first time around, claimed he was going to clean the swamp and came up with some crazy excuses as to why he couldn't do it. But the bottom line is he's not only not cleaning the swamp, he's putting the alligators back into his cabinet positions. I mean, between the donations that they gave him to get cabinet positions and the clear and obvious conflicts of interest and the fact that none of these guys, and this is something I just recently noticed, none of them, including him, of course,
right,
going to get rid of their holdings that are in conflict.
Right.
And, of course, we never did see his income taxes, so we don't really know what he has in conflict. I mean, anybody that voted for this guy, I think they're going to have a little bit of a rude awakening. We're going to have, I'm hoping, we're going to have some very serious buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll have a real election in 2 years and kick these crazies out.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. You bring up a great point I want to make quickly before we get more into the stock market stuff. And that is, I am not in the camp of folks who say, well, this is all the voters' fault, that people knowingly put this guy in there. Because, again, I've been very reflective over the last 3 weeks post-election, digesting a lot of data and information. And I have come to a greater belief. I knew this tangentially going into the election, but it's really made an impact on me post-election. There are a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump who honestly are not aware of the facts and the truth. Why? Because legacy media, meaning the network news, the Washington Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, CNN, MSNBC, what you might call legacy media, a lot of people just are not listening, watching, or reading that stuff anymore. They're watching podcasts and streams, or perhaps only Fox News. And so that is their truth. That is their reality. And you can say, well, you know, it's incumbent upon them to watch more stuff, listen to more stuff. Okay, we can say that. But it doesn't make it any less real in their world. So I think Jack is right in that I think as we progress through Trump 2.0, he is going to do things and there's going to be ramifications in people's everyday lives where they say, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know this. And it's going to be an honest take. And it's going to be unfortunate. You know, these tariffs go through whenever avocados, tomatoes, limes, the prices go through the roof. Well, how did this happen? I want to get to this. I have to do it with Luke when we come back. In 2020, former President Donald Trump warned that the historic stock market boom on his watch would implode if voters replaced him with Biden. He tweeted, quote, if you want your 401ks and stocks to disintegrate and disappear, vote for the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, and corrupt Joe Biden, unquote. That was his tweet. It was an ominous warning. But in reality, with Biden in the White House, the U.S. stock market only preserved those Trump-era gains and then went on and generated even more massive ones. Talk a little bit about it with Luke Mathers on the other side. Tuesday Tangents with Lukester is right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On this cold Tuesday, we're going to want to keep an eye on South America, as they have recently signed multiple deals with China to make it easier for them to export their grain there. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to explain what those deals entail and why we should be watching them.
They've put a lot of money into a port in Peru, which is going to be on the Pacific coast side there in terms of South America. So it gives a little bit more direct access, cheaper shipment. You know, a rail system's getting put together that brings products out of Brazil through that into that port in Peru. There was just an article out by Bloomberg yesterday of the investment they're putting into a major port in Mexico as well to expand that port as another possible shipping outlet point. So we just got to continue to watch the trend that's happening there, and unfortunately, like I said, it may put a little U.S. producers on the island a little bit more. So domestic demand is going to be really a key, I think, going forward if those projects continue to build.
Heinberg says that these deals may be consequence of the possible tariffs that the Trump administration is going to lay on them. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
They estimate that somewhere around 500,000 people will head to the woods for Wisconsin's deer hunting season, and I hope every one of them is snacking on something from Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here reminding you that Bavaria Sausage, located on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, or online, BavariaSausage.com, is ready to provide you with snacks that have that old world flavor, new world zip, like Lanyagers. Why don't you take some of those to the deer stand or share them around at deer camp? And at Bavaria Sausage, they've got some unique flavors they've come up with. Don't forget about the habanero Lanyager, the Kron Lanyager, as well as the traditional. And remember, if you're planning on getting your orders in for Christmas delivery on their custom-made cheese boxes with their great links, please try to get those orders ready by December 8th. You'll find all the details at BavariaSausage.com or stop on by Bavaria Sausage on the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. The grain markets are taking a bit of a hit today as cash crop corn is down 4.25 at 420.5 and new crop corn is down 2.5 at 430. January soybean contracts are down 6.25 at 979.5 and November 2025 soybeans are down 1.25 at 1009.25. December wheat contracts are up 1.5 at 537.25 and July wheat contracts are also up 1.5 at 574. The milk market's looking better today as December contracts are up 26 cents at 1867 a hundredweight, and January Class 3 milk contracts are up 12 cents at 1843 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside a feisty west wind slapping a wind chill on top of cold temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above the freezing mark, and tomorrow hit the upper 30s. All ahead of cold air sliding in for Friday and the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Collinball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network 34 now, past the hour of 12 noon. If it's Tuesday, it's Luke Mathers and Tuesday Tangents with Lukester welcoming him back in. Luke, it's a beautiful, it's a sunny day. It's a cool day. Yeah. It's a, are you traveling the highways and byways for Thanksgiving this year?
Yeah, I'll be hitting the road this year.
Really? How far?
Not too bad. Just going to Milwaukee area and then try to figure out some of the other Friday, Saturday logistics. We like to pick up our tree on Black Friday. So we'll go cut down a tree on Friday, try to figure out.
Just any tree or?
Yeah, just a maple tree. No, there's a Christmas tree farm that we like we've been going to since we've got the house. So it's not too far off in Ryo, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Ryo.
Yeah, so we'll head up county back roads for that and head to the family in the Milwaukee area. So I'll be traversing I-94 a little bit. What about yourself?
Well, be careful. First of all, I was listening to Jane Matinier and Greg Bach on Matinier on Air this morning. And apparently now they've put in new speed bumps in certain places in Milwaukee, and there's no signage. So you're just going along and bada bing, bada boom.
I'll have to keep an eye out.
I'm just passing on the information for people going to Milwaukee.
There you go. Okay.
Also, you're just driving along somewhere in Milwaukee, and all of a sudden, your muffler's gone.
Are you sure Jane and Greg weren't just hitting things accidentally? These were registered speed bumps?
Real news and great conversation. There are actual new speed bumps in the Milwaukee area. I don't remember exactly what streets they were talking about.
Todd's like, I've got half a story for you. Run with it.
You go for it. I can tell you, make sure
you do with this information as you will.
Make sure you stop behind the white line and stop signs at Madison.
There you go. Yeah, that's an important one.
that's what I can report to you.
Did you just get ticketed?
Not ticketed, a warning.
Oh, okay. Look at you go.
I talked about it on yesterday's show. Thanks for listening.
How'd you get out of the ticket? I'm a little busy some days, Todd. How'd you get out of the ticket?
I did. I just was kind, and I said,
your eyes at the officer?
No.
They were training a new officer, and it appeared as though they were sitting there waiting for somebody to stop over the line so that they could be like, hey, new guy, is that a violation? No, it's not.
They were sitting perpendicular to the intersection, and
you committed a crime in front of them? Todd, how foolish of a driver are you?
I stopped and looked left, and then I looked right. I saw him sitting to my left. I went around the corner. I had my blinker on. And I pulled over to go to the grocery store down here at Camp City Market, and they suddenly have cherries and berries behind me. And I'm like, "Are you want me?" And they were very nice about it. And as it turned, they came back and quoted the young.
You were a learning experience.
The young
That's
new officer quoted the Wisconsin state statute that said a legal stop is one which stops behind the white line. And apparently a portion of my bumper was over the white line when I came to a stop, thus legally not a full stop.
Look at those those big old pickup trucks getting you in trouble.
Oh, for God's sake.
The title of yesterday's podcast is the one where Todd violates Wisconsin state statute 346.46.
There you go.
Anyway, enough about traffic. So over the weekend, talking last half hour, or over the weekend, overnight, Trump announcing on Truth Social that he intends, at least that's what he's saying, that on day one, 20% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. The Jim Neighbors records, by the way, are going to cost a boatload. Anyway, and then another additional 10% on China. And we talked a little bit about that, but here's another perspective. I started talking about this before the break. In 2020, Donald Trump at the time, president, said if Biden was elected, the historic gains in the stock market would be for naught and was going to go to crap. But in reality, with Biden in the White House, the U.S. stock market not only preserved those Trump-era gains, but generated even more massive ones for millions of Americans, 401k plans, nest eggs, and college savings plans. The S&P 500, the gold standard market index of 500 U.S. stocks, has posted a compound annual growth rate of 14.1% from Biden's November 20th election through Tuesday's closing bell. Taking a look at the current numbers, the Dow is down slightly. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are both up right now in the stock market. I ask you, Luke Mathers, is this kind of Trump narcissism kicking in, thinking, well, I want to say something, whether I mean it or not, whether I'm going to do it or not, on these tariffs to somehow worry the stock market drive the numbers down so that it makes Trump look better coming into office?
I don't think that there's that much thought behind, you don't think those, so? Behind those tweets or what, truths or whatever you want to call them these days down at Mar-a-Lago. I don't, honestly. I'm a little tired of the Donald Trump's playing four-dimensional chess critiques, honestly. The man is not a disciplined messenger. Mm. He's just not. He's not six steps ahead. I think that there are trends around the entire world that since 2021, incumbents have fared very poorly. Mm-hmm. And I believe Harris, with the short campaign that she was able to run between July and November, was the victim of that disadvantage to incumbents around the world, where people internationally, both here in Wisconsin, across the United States, and around the world, are upset with the status quo. There are some folks that are making out like bandits, and the stock market is showing that there is money being made. But there are overwhelmingly a lot of folks out there that are still struggling to get by, and these tariffs are only going to make things worse. These tariffs will not reduce prices. These tariffs are going to hit the middle class hard, and it's not going to affect folks like Trump or any of the individuals that he's putting into this cabinet for a second administration.
Yeah, I go along with that. I guess I was looking less back at the election than looking forward and saying, you know, is this part of his messaging campaign to a degree? But more realistically, as you say, as you talked about last segment, that if in fact he does this, and he's threatened and not done things before, and he's threatened and done things before, so it's kind of, you don't know what's really going to happen. If he actually put some of these things into play, I mean, you take Canada, Mexico, and China, that is a significant chunk of where we get our goods from.
Those are our three largest exporters and importers.
Yeah.
We trade with those three countries more than any. Those are our top three.
So everything from avocados to tomatoes to trucks to washers and dryers are going to go up.
Yeah. And so I don't really understand, I guess, the 4D chess move of it all, too, because if it juices the numbers now for this, say, Thanksgiving, Black Friday, holiday season, if everybody goes out and record spends, he doesn't get credit for that this year because he's not president. He may claim credit. I mean, we all saw him during the last campaign just act like he wasn't president in 2020.
Right.
Because he was asking the question, oh, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And that was the height of the pandemic 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he mismanaged that pandemic. He was telling people to inject themselves with bleach. And again, yes, it is very hard to take him at his word for all of those things because he says outrageous things like inject yourself with bleach. Right. But then you get his supporters that are like, oh, well, you can't take him at his word. He doesn't mean that literally. But then you get stuff like this where it seems like the cabinet he's putting around him are going to, on day one, this is something he can do. There's no check and balance on this.
Correct.
He can implement these tariffs if that's what he wants to do. And we already see Mexico floating a retributional 25% tariff back. And so I don't know what to expect.
Also, a quick side note on this. He's saying in his post last night, again, just repeating what he says, that he's doing this to try to stymie the flow of illegal immigration from both Mexico and Canada and fentanyl. But if you do a little research on it, particularly with the Cato Institute and others, 80.2% of crossers to the United States with fentanyl at ports of entry from 2019 to 2024, turns out, actually U.S. citizens. So this narrative, again, that quote-unquote illegals or undocumented folks are bringing in fentanyl to the United States, most of it actually comes from U.S. citizens. And secondarily, record numbers are dropping in terms of quote-unquote illegal or undocumented immigration. So again, it's about narrative, not about fact.
Correct. And I mean, if you really wanted to address the aspect of illegal immigration, there was a bipartisan bill earlier this year that was working its way through Congress that had elected Republican and Democratic support, and Donald Trump told his supporters to kill it in the U.S. Senate.
And that note, I mean, that fact comes from James Lankford, the Republican author from Oklahoma.
I believe second most conservative rated senator in the U.S. Senate.
And yesterday he had the audacity, I think Sunday, audacity to say, yeah, you know what? I'm not so sure about Tulsi Gabbard in intelligence, and we want to ask her some questions. In other words, the institution of the Senate should do its constitutional duty, and MAGA social media is going nuts saying this guy is gone off the range.
Yeah, and it's going to be a very interesting couple of years here, at least until the midterms. Yes. But it is it's showing already a difficulty for the press to cover these things, because there's did you see the headline over the weekend, Todd, of the this is the most ideologically diverse cabinet?
I did not see that.
That is how funny. Some national outlet. That's not The Onion. Right. That's not SNL. That's not any satire. That is, I forget if it was ABC or CBS, but one of the big national news outlets framing it up now as this is the most ideologically diverse cabinet. Because you got folks like Tulsi Gabbard, who used to be
technically a Democrat.
Yes, elected official from Hawaii.
Right.
On the Democratic side of politics. You got RFK Jr. You've got then the more conservative picks that Donald Trump is putting into his cabinet, like Lee Zeldin, who's going to now lead the Environmental Protection Agency. And so there's a diverse array of Trump fans in this cabinet. And that's how this is being reported on. Like, it is to the point I sometimes just don't know what to do, and I'm trying very, very hard to not turn to the cynicism and turn to the, well, let's just see how this goes, because right. It doesn't help. It doesn't actually address the problems, I think, that we saw in this last election cycle of how folks are getting their news. I think it's really important. I'm just going to get back to genuine of being authentic and talking about these things as I see them and how I react to them. But it is, it's testing that patience. Oh, yeah. Todd.
I mean, I said earlier in the show today, I said, I'm just not of the camp that this quote unquote, this meaning the election of Trump or re-election of Trump, this is the voters' fault. You know, people knowingly put this guy into office. I've done a lot of reflecting. We've talked about this off mm-hmm. the air, that I have come to the, I kind of sort of knew this going in, but I really, it's been kind of solidified in my mind that there are a lot of folks that voted for Donald Trump. But because of what you said, because we've become even more siloed in our information gathering than even I thought, that there are people out there that truly never heard the facts or the truth because they're so limited in what they read, watch, and listen to. And I think there's going to be some people in for big surprises over the next few months and years.
Yeah, I truly believe that. And there's going to be just a reckoning with what people thought they were going to get mm-hmm. and what the former and now once again president-elect Donald Trump is going to do. And it truly looks like there's very few guardrails that are going to be in place. But it's interesting to see this bipartisan effort that is working its way through Congress right now with Rep. Jamie Raskin mm-hmm. to go through and provide some First Amendment protections for the press during this lame duck session and see what happens with that. Because if that's truly the focus of Congress over the next couple of weeks before the swearing in of the next Congress, I think it shows that the folks at the levers of power right now have some information that may lead, may mean there's some dark times coming ahead.
We shall see. Yeah, a lot to get to in the next
sorry
few months.
Sorry to bring it down. As you were saying, it's a gorgeous sunshiny day. Beautiful day.
Let's play a little bit, because Luke likes to remind me how old I am. And I was listening to Shaboozy. Yeah, I talked about Shaboozy. Let's play a little Shaboozy, Zombers. Here we go. Listen to this. We'll explain it when we come back. Here we go.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone.
What's a Birkin? Luke will tell me when we come back on Civic Media.
News from the center, WRCE. Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. What did you dial up there, Zalmer? So we're going back for some more Shaboozy.
A little bit of specials. Just some ska. Oh. I know Luke's a fan of ska. Okay. And also, I didn't want to play the exact same song that we just had.
Right. Oh, that's fine. Well, that's fine.
I don't know other Shaboozy songs. I don't know if he swears.
No, it's fine. It's all. We'll talk about it in a second. This is why I love this program for many reasons. From Hayward to Hawaii. All right, that's who's listening to us. That's who's viewing us. Sean, watching on YouTube over in Hawaii, says, Aloha, Todd and Luke from, how do you say that, Zomers?
I said Molokai. I don't know if that's right.
Hawaii. All right, well, turns out Sean knows, or I should say has met Tulsi Gabbard, who represented Hawaii for a while in Congress. He says, quote, she's, quote, a sellout traitor to Hawaii. And what else do you say here? The best thing in 4 years won't be about is about the Donald Trump won't be able to run in 2028, 2029. We'll see. I hope not. I hope that's the case. And he is, by the way, Sean is a native Hawaii. Met her, Hawaiian, I should say. Met Tulsi Gabbard once and said she's a trip. And also, it's 90 degrees in Hawaii right now. How about that, Luke?
Yeah, it sounds too hot.
Oh, no. With the trade winds? No.
Okay. I like my Wisconsin seasons.
So I like Wisconsin seasons, but I like a little beach time as well. All right. So this song, thank you for watching over there in Hawaii, Sean. And good morning to you,
by the way. It's early there. Good morning.
Good morning. So Shaboozy, this song we played on the way out. First of all, what is a Birkin? My baby wants a Birkin.
I don't know what a Birkin.
Do you want that? Zomers doesn't know either. All right. But here's the more
important.
Is it
like a Birkenstock?
Maybe.
Because that's the only thing that I can think of.
This has been the number one song, by the way, for 19 now straight weeks. It's been on the Billboard Top 100 across all genres. Not number one for all 19 weeks, but been on the chart for 19 weeks and been number one for several weeks. It's a crossover song.
I discovered what a Birkin is.
What is it?
The Birkin is a tote bag introduced in 1984 by French luxury goods maker Hermès.
There you go. Oh.
So it's a fancy bag that's like $12,000 or more.
Okay.
So his baby wants a Birkin. Who doesn't? She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. This 9-to-5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. So wrote one of the reporters, Philip Wegman, White House reporter for Real Clear Politics, easy for Todd to say that the D.C. class out in D.C. right now, wondering if this kind of represents messaging gone wrong in that, you know, the last 4 years, again, the larger economy has actually been doing very, very well. But again, it's this narrative out there that gasoline and groceries, that things aren't going. Is there anything to this, Luke, or is this just enjoy the song and shut up?
I think you're overanalyzing a song that's on the Billboard Top 100.
I'm not blaming the song. I'm just saying it's just symptomatic of the overall kind of feeling out there.
Yeah, I think it's a.
That's a great song, by the way. And I think Shaboozy got screwed out of the
CMAs
or CMA Entertainer, the new Entertainer of the Year, yeah. The breakout artist, whatever. Yeah. Megan Maroney or whatever, she got it, but he is up for like 4 Grammys.
There you go. So it's award season. I can't believe it's award season again already. That's wild.
Anyway, but, go ahead.
I think it goes back to the fact that there's a lot of people out there that are hurting, and it's tough, and it's going to be I think very, very interesting how these tariffs are going to affect the middle class, because I don't see it working successfully. It's going to raise costs for everybody that is going about their day, going to the grocery store. If you go to the grocery store and you're shopping for your groceries, even produce, like this isn't a joke of just like avocados from Mexico and maple syrup from Canada. Like everything is going to get more expensive. We import a lot of different things around here, and a tariff is a tax added that is paid by the importer. So we as U.S. customers are going to be the ones paying these tariffs.
Correct.
And so for anybody that voted for Donald Trump saying, I'm voting for him because I want prices to go down, these day one tariffs that he's promising on January 20th or January 21st are going to make everything more expensive, including gas and groceries. We import 50% of our petroleum from Canada.
Speaking of Canadians, as Gomer Pyle once said, surprise, surprise, surprise. People are going to be in for a surprise along the way. All right.
Should it be a surprise, though? We talked about it for
again, not everybody was listening to channels.
Campaign trails.
People were listening to different sources. It's Axe Week.
They were listening to Shaboozy.
It's Axe Week at your alma mater, University of Wisconsin, Madison. Badgers, once again, a debacle in Nebraska. They're half a must-win situation in Madison on Friday. Game time. Broadcast starts at 9 a.m., kickoff 11 at the camp. What do you got, Luke?
I'm hoping that the Badgers are able to sink that boat. P.J. Fleck likes to row a boat, and I'm hoping that it gets sunk.
P.J. Flecksters. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, boy, this is not how I thought season 2 of Luke Fickell's lead of the team was going to be.
Is there any chance, if he loses out, any chance that they cut their ties with Fickell?
I'm not going to say no. I don't think the chance is zero, no.
I agree.
I think it's a slim chance still.
I agree.
Unless Minnesota comes and just rocks the Badgers.
I think there's one exception. One way they cut ties with Fickell and maybe Mac, and that's if they back the Brinks truck up and Jim Leonard agrees to come back.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know if Jim – you think Jim wants the job still?
He's hanging out in Cross Plains.
Yeah, it could be the savior right there, Wisconsin Badgers
identity
football.
Luke, you need some identity. You understand?
Yeah.
Bucks, quick.
I got the third in-season tournament game tonight, so hoping we can take care of business in Miami. Middleton, we miss you. Get healthy soon, Chris. Get healthy soon.
Luke's not telling you he's spending Thanksgiving with Giannis, so he'll be having a report next week about that. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That sounds nice.
Yeah. All right, Luke Mathers, thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate it. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd.
Come on back, hour two after this on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.